From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Over the last 50 years, Florida's coral reef tract has been hit hard by disease, warming ocean temperatures, and hurricanes. A $97 million rescue plan was unveiled this week by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. As WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, tucked into that plan was an underappreciated secret weapon, sea urchins.
Florida's winding reef track used to be crawling with long-spined sea urchins. The large black urchins, many larger than your hands, would scour the reefs, devouring algae. They played a critical role in keeping the reefs tidy and free of the large slimy plants, so coral could grow. But in the 1980s, a mysterious disease spread across the Caribbean and wiped out nearly all the sea urchins. Algae increased and coral declined.
If you go out to a coral reef in the Florida Keys, and you'll see that there's this sort of long, filamentous, fleshy, kind of ugly-looking brown, sometimes green algae that's covering and smothering the reefs.
Aaron Pilnick is a PhD student at the University of Florida working with the Florida Aquarium.
This is the food for the long-spined sea urchin.
He helped crack the code to breeding urchins in the lab and in June produce 100. Getting there, he says, was not easy. Sea urchins reproduce like coral, releasing millions of eggs and sperm into the ocean to produce babies that can take 30 to 40 days to incubate.
Essentially, they undergo metamorphosis, much like a caterpillar would turn into a butterfly on the reef, and then they turn into these nice little juvenile sea urchins.
Conditions like temperature, currents, and food supply have to be perfect, he says.
And so the tricky part with we're trying to replicate these really complex biological processes in the laboratory.
Sea urchins have been bred in labs before, but never in quantities big enough to replenish reefs. Pilnick says the next step is figuring out how to best transplant the baby urchins onto the reef. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Florida lawmakers are proposing legislation that would protect money in an affordable housing trust fund. The measure would make it tougher for legislators to use the money for other reasons. Florida Housing Coalition President Jamie Ross says the funds would still be available during a true crisis.
We know the legislature could use the trust funds if needed in an emergency, but they wouldn't be the go-to kind of, excuse my language, but slush fund that they are right now.
In the past, Florida lawmakers have frequently used the tax dollars on non-housing related programs in order to balance the state budget. Last year, the legislature diverted more than 35% of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund to other purposes. Governor Ron DeSantis wants Florida students to take a civics exam. He announced that new education initiative in Naples this week. From our sister station in Fort Myers, WGCU's Andrea Perdomo has details.
DeSantis told a group of about 100 educators and community leaders that he has seen surveys that show less than 25% of young people are capable of answering basic questions about American government and civics. To help bridge that gap, he made the following announcement.
That I'm going to direct Commissioner Corcoran to require all high school seniors in Florida to take a civics exam similar to the citizenship exam taken by our naturalized citizens.
DeSantis says he wants to do a soft rollout of the exam at the end of the school year, but he hopes to have all school districts testing their seniors by the end of the next academic year.
My main goal with this is just to see, okay, what more do we need to do, and then make sure folks have a good foundation going forward.
Eventually, DeSantis says the exam could be tied to graduation requirements. I'm Andrea Perdomo in Naples.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.